Mother Nature says we're holding strong at 19. You might see 20 degrees today, but we'll take what we get for sure. Hey, welcome into our great radio program. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1 AM 1340 on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2 or on social media.
This Sunday, you have an opportunity to get some gorgeous gowns for just $100. One gown, $100. As many as you want, if you can afford it. It's all part of Marley's Closet. And Marley's Closet is part of the Marley Drew Sullivan Foundation. And sadly, we lost Marley back in July of 2024. Here this morning on Palmetto Mornings, we have Marley's first dance teacher and the manager of Marley's Closet joining us, Danielle Colon, as well as one of Marley's friends, Mary Alex Lane. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know this is a friend that we love to celebrate her life, but we also know it's difficult. The grieving period continues, but the more we can celebrate Marley's life, the more that our audience can know about Marley. That's what we want to do here. So we're going to start with you, Mary Alex. As a friend of Marley, what would you want our audience to know about your friend Marley?
Well, Marley was one of the kindest, most welcoming people that I knew, and still to this day. She was always lit up the room. Whenever she walked in, her smile just lit up the room. And I'm very grateful for all the times that I had with her because she helped me through a lot that she didn't know about. And so I'm very grateful that we have this opportunity to honor her.
I keep hearing the phrase when we celebrate Marley's life is to know Marley is to love Marley. And it sounded like she never met a stranger.
No. No, she made everyone her friend. No matter if it was in dance class or if it was at school, she would always make sure that she was kind to everyone. And honestly, it made me, even though she was younger than me, it made me look up to her in a lot of ways because of how kind she was. It was just really empowering to me.
Wow. And then, of course, she loved to dance.
Yes.
And is that where y'all became friends?
Yes. So I joined SEP South, I would say, a little over 6 years ago, and she was in my first class, and she walked up to me with that big bow on her head and was like,
hey, little girls at the time.
Yes, sorry, yeah, we were really young. And she just welcomed me, and after that we joined the competition team at the same time, and then our moms got close. So then after our moms got close, we got really, really close. So then we did everything together, sadly quit last year. But before that, we were just still always really close and always together.
Of course, your mom is our very own Ashley Lang. And I know, Ashley, you've helped to educate us all about the Marley Drew Sullivan Foundation mm-hmm. as you are a board member.
Yes. So I think that's what's so important about Marley's Closet is the way that Marley loved her friends and her family. We thought it was so important that the foundation not only have a board of adults, but Marley would want kids to be a part of the foundation. So we very quickly in our first meeting said, okay, we want a student committee. And we kind of figured out who those people were going to be. Eight students, and they meet regularly, and they decided that Marley's Closet would be a great way to honor her. And later it's going to also have some dance costumes where people can come and get some dance costumes, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But and it's friends from all over. It's friends from school, it's friends from her neighborhood, it's family friends that she's never gone to school with, it's dance friends, and of course Cooper, her little brother, is also a part of the committee. And they do, I mean, they've really just grabbed the bull by the horns. They've figured out what they were going to do, what the business model looks like. They go and they work the closet, they've put together racks, they've helped with donations, I mean, all of it. This is kind of, and the hope is, of course, all of the parents of the students, she impacted us as well. She's the kind of friend, and I've said this before on the radio, you know, when you have kids, you pray for your children mm-hmm. to have good friends. And Marley was that for many, many of us. And so, but the hope is that one day when we're old and, you know, we want to still be a part, but we want this committee to then be the Marley Drew Sullivan Foundation. And so that was our goal as board members, but to really watch them and really, I mean, these kids are, I mean, they range from eighth grade all the way up to juniors in high school. So for them to really grab the bull by the horns and take this on is pretty remarkable and such a testament, not only to Marley, but the Sullivan family.
Well, what a beautiful way to celebrate Marley's life. So it's Marley's Closet. It's going to happen this Sunday, January the 12th. All dresses, just $100. Again, Danielle Cologne is the Marley's Closet manager. And so how many dresses are we talking here, Danielle?
Oh, gosh. There are hundreds and hundreds. We have just been so blessed with the outpouring support of, you know, local Rockhillians, also boutiques, all kinds of places have donated dresses. We have brand new dresses with tags on them. We have obviously the other dresses that are just upcycled, gently worn, loved, gorgeous, still, and are ready to be worn again.
Yeah, I don't know much about dresses, but from what I've seen in these pictures, for $100, easily these dresses look like they would sell for $1,000+ elsewhere.
Absolutely.
So the fact that either they're brand new, so kudos to those places that donated a brand new dress, or again, you wore the dress one time and the young lady in your life outgrew it and you're like, what do I do with this? Instead of sitting in a closet, you can donate it, it sounded like, to Marley's Closet, and you can celebrate her life and then give this dress a new life.
Absolutely. We actually received quite a few. I don't know exactly how many. Ashley, I don't know if you remember the amount either.
I don't. Hundreds.
It is hundreds. But we did receive some from a boutique in Columbia. And Melissa Fail, actually, she is on the board as well, and she helps with the closet. And she actually took her time and drove to Columbia, picked up all these dresses, brought them back. She had a car full.
She did.
Tons. And all these dresses still had tags on them. And some of them retail all the way up to like $1,500.
I can't remember the amount of dresses, but I think the dollar retail amount was over $60,000 that they donated.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. So all the dresses are $100. It's not like this rack is $100 and this is $200. So if you want, anyone, this is open to anyone, no matter your financial level?
Correct. It is open to the public. We want everyone to come in and see what Marley's Closet has to offer. And yes, you are absolutely correct. They are $100. Even if it was $1,500, you're getting it for $100.
Wow. Are these dresses for mainly high school ladies? Or little, like what do you is the age range that we're talking here?
They could range anything from middle schooler all the way up to grown adults, whether it be for pageants, proms, homecoming,
junior assembly.
Yes, we have a little bit of everything.
And if you go to the Marley Drew Sullivan Foundation's Facebook page, we're on it right now. You can flip through some of these dresses. And again, there's one that I shared with y'all. That one looks like Miss South Carolina would have worn this dress. I mean, it's
absolutely stunning.
Unbelievable. And the fact that that's $100 is, wow, it's unbelievable.
And that's just one of many. There's so many gorgeous dresses. If you guys want to take a look at, you know, we have the students created a TikTok that is just marleys.closet, and you can see a lot of our dresses that are on there. And we have everyone that's featured in the pictures are part of the student committee.
So it's this Sunday, January the 12th, 2 to 5 at the Rock Hill Cotton Factory right there on Chatham Avenue.
Yes.
The hope is, if someone did not know Marley but is there to buy a dress, for you all to share and celebrate Marley's life with them. Does that kind of conversation come up organically, or how do you envision that? Because you don't assume what someone walk in and say, hey, I'm going to tell you about Marley. You can, but how do you hope that goes? How would a conversation like that go?
I feel like when anyone walks in, whether it be to donate a dress or to purchase a dress, we have had so many great conversations with people so far. And it's just getting to know them, getting them to understand what our mission is, and to learn a little bit about, if you didn't have the opportunity to meet Marley. But by the time you leave, you will know exactly who Marley is. These children and the board members and everyone that helps out and volunteers has a great understanding of Marley, and they truly push to live like Marley.
And that brings up a good point. You know, our motto is hashtag live like Marley. And I feel like when you come to the closet, it might not be that you have to actually give her whole story, but it's about the way that you're going to be treated.
Absolutely.
We have been charged to honor her legacy. And a huge part of that is just treating people the way Marley did. Mary, mm-hmm. you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would say that's how it is. And we also are handing out bracelets, I think. One of our student council moms was making beaded bracelets last time and handing them out. So also like them having that on their wrist, because we all wear them, and just having like that little reminder just to live like Marley is just kind of good to have.
Well, I know it's so difficult to not have your friend among you every day. And I know that is an emotion that will last. But I mean, mm-hmm. what a beautiful way to celebrate Marley Drew Sullivan. Mm-hmm. How you know her and her friends know her with complete strangers. And I think that's such a beautiful way of showing empathy and love to a complete stranger, much like Marley would.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's made me act like her in some ways. Oh. Reach out. Step out of my comfort zone.
Well, that sounds like it's a good thing.
Yes, yes.
Well, again, it's Marley's Closet. It is going to take place this Sunday, January the 12th from 2 to 5. All dresses, $100, and they're going to accept cash and Venmo payments only. This is going to take place at the Rock Hill Cotton Factory. Well, good luck on Sunday. It should be a great opportunity for families to get a really good dress at a bargain. Yes. And then again, while helping to celebrate Marley Drew Sullivan's life.
Yes.
Mary Alex Lang, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Danielle Colon, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Lucas and Ashley.